During their April 5th regular meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners discussed with 911 Director Mike O'Brien their frustration with paying a $2,500 a month electric bill at the ARC building. That building houses a day report center, the animal control, and some local office space for the West Virginia Department of Forestry. O'Brien told them such high energy bills are caused by having a large commercial electrical system, which includes large commercial transformers. O'Brien said if some or all of those transformers could be shut down and the lights that are used switched to LED lights, the monthly electric bill would go down significantly. He suggested a commercial electrician could rewire and eliminate some of those transformers, but this will be expensive. Additional savings could be made by switching 50 lights to LEDs. The commissioners decided to examine all their options before making any decisions on this. The commissioners also agreed to write a letter of support for the ARC Power Grant application for the Mundy Lick Contemporary Trail System. Carol Rose told them completing this new mountain biking trail will help the county upgrade its Silver International Mountain Biking Association Ride Center designation to the coveted Gold Ride Center designation, which will increase summer tourism and the overall county economy. The commissioners approved a $15,000 money draw from the Pocahontas County Broadband Study Grant. This money will be used to pay invoices from Thompson and Litton for work they have done for the project. The commissioners approved the $279,000 911 communication tower project at Bartow, which, O'Brien explained, will fix serious communication problems first responders have when in Bartow, Frank, and Durbin areas of the county. This money will come from 911 funds provided by the state to the 911 center. The commissioners also approved Assessor Johnny Pritt's request to hire James Boggs as a part-time mapper at the assessor's office. Boggs is already doing this job, but the funding will be coming from a different source. They authorized the American Lung Association to store bicycles overnight at the former Shoe Factory building on May 6 for their fundraising race. The commissioners approved the PSD's request for letters of support to both West Virginia U.S. senators supporting the Thornwood Water Extension Project with earmarked funds. Lucy Massessa discussed the 4-H Camp Water Project. The water tower at the camp needs to be replaced, as well as leaky pipes there. She said they had been quoted a cost of $30,000 to replace the tower and another $30,000 to replace the pipes. Mark Smith of the PSD said they could include that 4-H camp in the Thornwood Water Extension Project, thus eliminating the need to replace the old water tower at the camp. Finally, the commissioners appointed Connie Horn to the North Central Community Action Board of Directors. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.